the shooting death of a prominent Dominican politician's son. Here's Fox's Jeff Manasso.
Houston police say it was a targeted attack Monday night at a gas station where images show a group of Hispanic males getting out of a car and opening fire onto a Cadillac SUV.
One of the males that ran inside the store has been pronounced deceased, and the other one that was shot is in critical condition.
Houston Assistant Police Chief Adrian Rodriguez. Dead is 34-year-old Luis Alfredo Pacheco Rojas, son of Alfredo Pacheco, the president of the Chamber of Deputies of the Dominican Republic, who's now calling for action against gun violence. The suspects are described only as three Hispanic men, with police asking for information.
We would like to take a moment to thank our sponsor, Preborn. When a mother meets her baby on ultrasound and hears their heartbeat, it's a divine connection. And the majority of the time, she'll choose life. But they can't do it without our help. Preborn needs us, the pro-life community, to come alongside them. One ultrasound is just $28. To donate, dial #250 and say the keyword baby, or visit preborn.com.
The Bible. It's the Word of God, sharper than any two-edged sword. This sacred book is living and active and contains all that's needed for life and godliness. Stay with American Family Radio for the next hour as we study God's Word and take your Bible questions. Welcome to Exploring the Word.
Thank you for listening to Exploring the Word. This is Bert Harper, and it's not alone with Alex McFarland. We got a call earlier, and Alex is in Wisconsin at a homeschool meeting, and he found out he's starting to speak right now. And so pray for Alex as he's there in Wisconsin, and I know he's enjoying that. Thousands of people there and gathered from all over the Midwest, I think the upper Midwest, and they would be there sharing together. And we do hope Alex has a great time. So we're going to do something a little different today. Usually it's a discussion between Alex and myself or someone, but today I'm going to take the first segment all alone, and we're going to look at the difference in pure religion and that which is not pure religion. You'll see that in a moment. And then, starting in the second segment, I love Alex here answering questions, and he and I bounce off of one another. But today, in place of questions, we have done this in the past, and we're doing it quickly, is praise and prayer. So we want to hear that today. I want to pray for you. I want to hear what God has done in your life. And so be sure and hear this phone number. And we're going to open up the numbers in about 10 minutes. And then you can call. That number is 888-589-8840. 888-589-8840. And Richard will take your call. Brent is here. If I need help, he's ready to step in. And we're looking forward to that. But we have a great crew here on Exploring the Word. Marty's running the He's got an easy job today, Marty does. All he's got to do is get the camera on me and keep it there. Now, I know that's not pleasant, but that's what all he's got to do. He doesn't have to switch it back and forth. So we're looking forward today. So that praise, we would love to hear from you. We're going to have Share-a-thon next week, and I'm looking forward to that because we get to hear what God has done. But we'd like to get started early on exploring the Word of praise of what God has done, but also prayer request. It may be physical, it may be financial, emotional, it may be relational. Whatever that prayer is, we want to hear it today. And we have prayer warriors on Exploring the Word that write the names down and they pray for you. Isn't that exciting? And we call it the biggest Bible study class discussion time that we have, that we know about, because that's how Alex and I treat it, just like we would have a Sunday school class or a small group Bible study. So we want to do that. But before we do that in the second segment, I want you to listen to what pure religion is. We finished this yesterday, but we kind of ran out of time, and I set it up saying we're going to come back to it. So I want to do this, and it's found in James chapter 1, verses 26 and 27. It reads, "If anyone among you thinks he is religious and does not bridle his tongue, but deceives his own heart, this one's religion is useless." It's not real. It's useless. It's empty. Now, notice the word, and it is used many, many times, especially in the first chapter of the book of James, deceiving, deceiver, and it's the Lord. It is Satan himself, the great deceiver. Now, verse 27 says, religion that is not useless. In other words, he calls it pure religion, undefiled. It is worthy. It says it is this, before God and the Father is this, to visit orphans and widows in their trouble and to keep oneself unspotted from the world. Notice what it is. It's concern for others, and we're going to get to that in a moment, even qualify that in a greater way, and then unspotted from the world, come out from among them and be separate, saith the Lord. In other words, we're to live lives that are holy. God said it, be holy for I am holy. There, it's called sanctification. Yes, we're regenerated at birth, and then at death, we go into the very presence of the Lord. But in the meantime, we live. In that period of time, we're to grow closer and closer to the Lord, more and more like him each and every day. At our devotions, Tim Wildman, our president, sometimes he'll pray, and he said, Lord, let us be more thankful and greater servants of you today than we were yesterday. And that's a good way to look at it. Yes, God, I want to keep on serving you and even growing further. So pure religion looks at the orphans and the widows. Now, listen, that is still true today, okay? I want to put a qualifier to it. These are the least privileged people in that generation, in that society. Widows, orphans, man, they had little to hold on to. Defenselessness. So here it is. In our day, widows can still be that way. And the Bible talks about it, how that are widows indeed. In other words, those widows that are in need of maybe physical help. They may need emotional strength and have time for them. The orphans, not having anyone. You remember what Jesus said? I'm sending the Holy Spirit, so you won't be orphans, but you'll have God in you. So we who have been orphans without God, and then now we have received the adoption into Christ's family and the Holy Spirit living in us, then we need to have that heart for those that are orphans. And that would be true to those that are in the womb. They're defenseless a lot of times, and it's changed a little bit, but those states that still have so much, many Planned Parenthood, abortion mills, and others, and then because of the oral abortion pill, then you have that's available, readily available. So we still live, and we need to have that in mind, that pure religion is looking at those that are defenseless and looking at them to helping them. And then we come to a chapter 2. Now, again, you got to remember that they were not divided up originally in these letters. That was done so that it could be located when we study. It would be hard if you didn't have chapters and verses. We'd have to say, well, go around 20 or 30 lines down and find this verse. But because they put chapters and verse in it, it's helped us to locate that. It helps in Bible study. So notice the contrast from chapter 1, verse 27, to chapter 2, verse 1. My brethren, this is chapter 2, verse 1. My brethren, do not hold the faith of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Lord of glory, with partiality. Hear that word, partiality. Now, he's going to get to that in a moment, and he's going to put before you that person that has more going for them in that society and those that have a lot less going for them. Are you going to show partiality to one and not the other? And so that's the whole idea. I remember several years ago at the church where I was pastoring here in Tupelo, Mississippi, that I was preaching through the book of James. I did that quite a bit. I tried to do it in a consistent way, teach through books or on subjects. And so I had this kind of acted out. I had a man, he was serving as a usher, and we had this all planned. And he escorted a family in that was well-dressed, and a man, they had come to church fit and ready. And they volunteered to do this for us. And he brings them down and asks some people to scoot over. This is so-and-so, and they've come to worship with us today. We want them to have this good seat. Now, he had already had it planned. Those people knew to scoot over, so they come in, scoot over. In the meantime, while this is going on, you can imagine this in a worship service. We had this other girl dressed up like a, we would say, a bag lady, someone, and she was dressed in garbs and just kind of filthy, and you knew that. She had an old sack around her neck, and she had slipped in through the side door real close to the where everybody could see her. So the usher, again planned, he looks over there and sees her, and he decides he's going to take care of her, and he goes over there and escorts her and says, I've got a good seat for you back here in the back. So he takes her all the way in the back and sits her there. And there were some people that didn't get it, even though I just read this about partiality. Let me read the rest of it. Verse 2, for if there should come into your assembly, in your church, in your worship service, a man with gold rings and fine apparel, and there should also come in a poor man in filthy clothes, and you pay attention to the one wearing the fine clothes and say to him, you sit here in this good place, and say to the poor man, you stand over there, or sit here at my footstool. Have you not shown partiality among yourselves? Now listen to this last line in verse 4, and become judges with evil thoughts. Do you hear those words? Evil thoughts. That evil, it means that this is not the way you should think as a follower of Christ, having true religion. It's not picking and choosing. It is to love people. Listen, my brethren, has God not chosen the poor of this world to be rich in faith and heirs of the kingdom, which he promised to those who love him? But you have dishonored the poor man. You've shown disrespect to this poor man just because of who he is. Do not the rich oppress you and drag you into courts? Do they not blaspheme the noble name by which you are called? In other words, James is saying, this is foolish. This is an enigma. Who persecutes you as a follower of Christ? Who takes advantage of you? Is it that poor man or is it that rich man? He said, you're getting into that person that is rich and wealthy and mistreating you, and you're showing partiality to him. These things ought not to be. Now, he goes to verse 8 and he says this. This is important. If you really fulfill the royal law. Now, in my Bible, I have that royal law highlighted. This is unusual. Royal law, it means it's higher up. What is this? It's found in the scripture. It's found in Leviticus 19, verse 18. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. You do well. But if you show partiality, you commit sin. Showing partiality in such a way is a sin unto God, and are convicted by the law as transgressors. And whoever shall keep the whole law and yet stumble in one point, he is guilty of all. Listen, you're setting yourself up when you show partiality. Do you remember what Jesus did with the Good Samaritan? He asked, who is his neighbor? Was it those men that had words to say but passed on by, or the Samaritan that took time to see that man? This is in Luke chapter 10. Saw that man hurting, went over, helped him, cleaned him up, helped his with his wounds, took him to an inn, put him up, and said, if he has any more financial issues, I'll take care of it when I come. Listen, partiality is a sin. We want to know that. We don't want to practice it. I think it's the thing that we do naturally, but through the supernatural power of the Holy Spirit in our lives, we don't have to. We don't need to. Well, we're going to take calls. We're starting early today, and that number, and I want to share it with you, is 888-589-8840. We want to hear about your praises and your request, your prayer request. Alex and I have done this. Today it's just me. And Brent, I've asked him if he can to remind me. We want to be sure and pray for everyone. But if you have a prayer request or praise, we would really love to hear those praises, because God inhabits the praises of his children. Many times we only think that through music. But no, a good testimony of God's work in your life that has done a good work, listen, God smiles and you will encourage others that are needing help right now because they're hurting. But when they hear what God has done in your life, I pray to give them encouragement to know the truth that God loves you and He cares for you. We'll be back right after this break. Don't go away.
According to a recent report, Planned Parenthood continues to rake in billions despite dwindling clients. The biggest takeaway here is that Planned Parenthood is generating vast profits, including millions in taxpayer funding, and Preborn, that's you and me, are stealing their clientele, meaning the babies they are trying to kill. Preborn operates on a very slim budget as they rescue over 200 babies every day, and they receive no government funding. Preborn's network of clinics are situated in the darkest corners, competing head-to-head with the abortion giants, and they need our help now more than ever. When you donate $28 to Preborn, you will offer a free ultrasound to an expectant mother caught in crisis. Once she hears the heartbeat and sees that precious life, her baby's chances at life doubles. Please sponsor a precious baby's life. Your tax-deductible gift will go directly towards saving babies. So be generous. You'll never regret saving a baby's life. Just dial #250 and say the keyword baby. That's #250 baby, or go to preborn.com. That's preborn.com.
And those wonderful ideas, yes, he did. He delivered me when I was 12 years old as a boy. He delivered me out of the pit of sin, of fear. And listen, he changed my life. It's, oh, 12-year-old boy, yes, he did. Yes, he did. I pray he's changed your life. If you don't know Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, we want you to hear. That's one of the things. It's our format on Exploring the Word is for people to come to know Christ as Savior, for Christians to grow in their faith, to get bold in their witness. Those are the things that we desire. And if you need help to know if you're saved or know you need to be saved, we have partners, and you can call them at 888-NEED-HIM. 888-NEED-HIM. They're there ready to talk with you, and we praise God for their partnership. Again, what we're doing today, and lines are open, we're taking praises and prayers. And we have some that's coming in on Facebook, and we appreciate that. That's growing, and Brent does a great job of doing that. So we're going to go, we know we got one on Facebook, Brent, yes. So share that with us.
Carla shared with us to pray for those isolated in New England because of the nor'easter. Her son's family is without heat and power right now.
They're up there in that end. Okay. Yes. Yeah, we got storms here, and they got storms further east of us and north of us, but now it's developed into this snowstorm up in New England, so pray for them. And, Carla, we appreciate that. We're going to group some of these together and pray for them, but I have this, and we'll pray for it. So thank you. If you've got other prayer requests, Brent's ready to receive those on Facebook, and he'll share them with us as well. But first, here we want to go to Susan in Oklahoma. Susan, welcome to Exploring the Word. Thank you for calling.
Well, thank you for taking my call. I just wanted to say that I listened to your program, and I appreciate what you guys say and do, and how you tell what's written in the Bible and explain it. I lost my daughter unexpectedly in July of last year, and I circled the deep, dark hole of depression and had fallen into it, and my pastor came and we prayed about it, and I physically felt like God put his hands under my feet and allowed me to stand until I was ready to climb out of that hole. And I have climbed out of the hole of despair, and I have looked on the side of brightness, and I've come out of it. Of course, I'm still grieving my daughter, but it's no longer taking me down into the hole and incapacitating me, and it's all because of God's love and the fact that I can turn on the radio and listen to any of the people, any of the programs that's on American Family Radio, and can always find a gift of inspiration. And I just wanted to say thank you to all.
Susan, don't hang up. We want to pray for you. Thank you for that. Listen, the death of a loved one, difficult and hard. The death of a sibling, tough, hard parent. But the death of a child, those that I've talked to have experienced both. It's in a category kind of all its own. I think, Susan, that's why it says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. I think it speaks loud that God would allow that. So, Susan, we're going to pray for you, and thank you for calling and sharing that with us. We're glad to come along with people as they're journeying through the valley of death, and that we walk with them. Father, I do thank you for Susan. I thank you for her pastor. What a joy it was for me to hear that as I served as pastor for right at 38 years and still doing that in an interim way. Father, that pastors come alongside individuals and help them and strengthen them. I thank you for this pastor. And I pray that you'd bless Susan. And I know there'll be difficulty days, and grief is something that we go through. We can't go around it, Father. We can't go above it or under it. We have to go through it, and I pray that you'd strengthen her. And we do pray for the folks in New England for this difficult storm that have come their way, some without power. And I pray, Father, for their recovery quickly. And I pray for those first responders that are out there working on those lines, those electrical workers on the electrical lines and all of the things and the people that are helping. Keep them safe, Father. And we thank you that we can call upon you in Jesus' name. Amen. Susan, thank you so much for that, and we'll appreciate that. Let's go to Tennessee here, and it's Ron. Ron, thank you for calling today.
Hi, thanks. I'm just wanted to give the Lord some praise for helping me escape California. Because of COVID and before, employment situation is really drastic. COVID really put a dent in my debt, and I'm just now coming out of it. But I need prayer, a lot of prayer, regarding a situation I call my dilemma, where the state of California has assisted an unlicensed group home to medically kidnap my boy. And I've gone to the police, the FBI, state agencies, health department agencies, and it's just collusion. It's a racketeering act, and I can't get any support in Democrat-controlled California. So if you could you lead us in a prayer for that? Because I don't know how to do it without breaking up.
Okay. Ron, we're going to do it. Not only am I leading you, but we got people all over the United States praying for you right now. Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus, we know government interference, government control is difficult and hard. And Father, I pray that for Ron's son, that there would be an answer, that you would help Ron to depend upon you, look unto you, trust you. And then Father, I pray that there would be some people that would come alongside Ron that are legal people that would know what to do and how to do the process. We trust you. And Father, we really do. So I pray for relief. I pray for deliverance in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Again, Ron, thank you. That number, and we do have some lines open, is 888-589-8840. We are taking praises and prayers today. And so if you've got one, Brent, did you say we have another one?
Yes, I have another on Facebook from Kathleen. She's asking for prayer for her youngest daughter, Ursula Karen. She's got a big decision to make in her education.
Oh, wow. Listen, those things are hard these days. That's where Alex is today. You're wondering where Alex is, and you tuned in late. He's in Wisconsin, at a homeschoolers convention, speaking to the parents, but also to the students. He's going to help them with a biblical worldview. And that's what's lacking today in most modern educations, even in private, is get that biblical worldview. And Alex is doing that. So we're praying for Kathleen. God give her direction in what to do. And next, let's go to Barry in Iowa. Barry, thank you for calling.
Thanks, Bert. I'm calling my for my daughter and granddaughter. My daughter, there's a new school in town that they're called Diamond Star Academy, and I believe it's run by Islam. It's the people that are running it are used to be affiliated with the Turkish Muslim Scholar Gulen movement, which I can't find a lot on, but I'm concerned about it being Islamic and being controlling and you know, not Christian. We'd like for her to go to Christian school, but she's going to public right now, but we're trying to find some information on it and wisdom and how to dissuade her and discernment and to really get her to really think about where she's sending her to school. It's just really scary. I really don't think that that's the best choice.
I don't know anything about that. Alex might have heard of that movement, Turkish. I know this enough. It connected with Islam, it is dangerous. It is indoctrination. And I would do everything you can. We're going to pray for your daughter and granddaughter that God would intervene and show them a better way. If you remember, that's biblical. Do you remember in Ephesus and different places that they would talk about in Paul and Ananias and, you know, Priscilla and Aquila, they'd say, show them a better way. And so that's what we want to do. Father, I pray for Barry's daughter, the granddaughter. I know the public schools are very difficult, hard these days in many locations. They're worse than others. And so I pray, Father, for wisdom. And I thank you for Barry and his concern as a grandparent to this granddaughter. And Father, I pray that they would be open to hear what you say, hear the warnings. And I pray they'd do more than that. They'd dig into the Word of God and find out that we don't need something that goes contrary to the Word of God or gives an alternative to the Word of God like the Koran, Father, but they would follow the Word of God. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Barry, thank you for calling. We really appreciate it. Next, we want to go to Texas and talk to Cheryl. Cheryl, thank you for calling Exploring the Word.
Yes, I listen almost every day to y'all, and thank you for your biblical teachings. I'm asking for a prayer for my son, who's going through a very difficult time today. It's actually his birthday, but it's not a very happy birthday for him, I'm sure. But he's had to go in front of a board yesterday to see if he can remain in a class, a course of instruction. And it seems like an instructor is taking some things out on him that he doesn't you know, that he didn't deserve. He's been trying really hard to be successful in this course. And also I would like to ask for prayer for his marriage. His marriage is in trouble right now, and they have three beautiful little children.
Oh, me.
And he's made some poor decisions, and I'd like to pray that God will prick his heart to repent and work on saving his marriage for those little babies.
Cheryl, listen, we hear the pain. Grandparents, parents of adult children, it's a painful place because that influence that you have, it's switched from being one of directly to indirect. Now, one thing hasn't changed, and that's direct access to the Father for prayer, and that's what we're joining you in on right now. Father, thank you for Cheryl calling. We could hear the pain in her heart, in her voice. And Father, I pray for her son. I pray for justice concerning this going in front of the board. But if you're using this for him to examine the other areas of his life that he needs to look at and to correct, Father, I pray you'd bring him to that point of saying, God, what do you see? And I want to see it your way. And then I want to obey you and do it your way. So I pray for his marriage and those three children. Oh, God, that is so hard. And I pray, God, that you would put a softness in his wife's heart, a softness in his heart to obey you. And Father, when they both obey you, that means they're getting closer together. It's like a triangle, and they're on the base on either point, and they're going to the pinnacle, which is you. And as they go toward you, they get closer and closer to you. Father, I pray you'd give this in Jesus' name. Amen. Cheryl, again, thank you for calling so much, and we continue to pray. Let's go to Mississippi and talk to Will. Will, thank you for calling.
Hey, how you doing?
Doing really well today. Hope you are. You're in Mississippi, right?
Yes, sir. Right down here around French Camp, Mississippi.
Oh, man. Been through there many times. That Natchez Trace goes right through French Camp. So, but we want, yeah. What's your prayer request today in prayer, brother?
I just have a praise first. I just want to say this right here. That, you know, throughout my life, I'm in my 50s, and whenever I put my faith in God and made decisions, you know, hard decisions as far as moving from job to job, that kind of thing, you know, and sometimes I'd have to start from the bottom and work my way to the top. But God has always blessed that. Whenever I put my faith in him,
yeah,
and when other people saw it, when other people looked at it and said, hey, man, are you sure you're doing the right thing? You know what? When I put my faith in him completely,
amen.
He's always blessed me. I've always grown.
Amen. Underneath, you know, are his everlasting wings to hold us up, brother. Amen. Good testimony. How can we pray for you now, brother?
Well, just pray for me, because sometimes, you know, the devil comes around and he brings you these obstacles. And I have just bad thoughts and things like that, and weaknesses,
okay,
and dependency. I guess, you know, things that I need to break, chains I need to break.
Yeah.
That, like, when I say, Lord, I'm going to do this week, and then all of a sudden the devil pours all this stress on you. And it's like he's saying, no, you ain't going to be able to make this. And sometimes I falter.
Yeah.
And just pray straight.
Okay, Will, we're going to listen. Those of you that are prayer warriors are part of our Exploring the Word prayer team. It's not official, but we know it's out there. Write Will's name down. Write for, and let me give it to you. And I hope this helps you, Will. Before Joshua was to go in to conquer that land and all the obstacles that is in his way, God said, I am going to give you great courage. Be strong and courageous. So, Will, I'm praying that prayer for you. Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus, I hear Will and those obstacles that come up, difficulties. I pray that Will would be strong and courageous, that he'd be strengthened in the power of your word and your spirit, and he'd be courageous to step out and follow you. Thank you for this in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, we're going to be back. We've got a full lineup of prayers and praise this day. We thank God for you. Don't hang up. You that are online, we're going to get to you as quickly as we can.
Daisy and her husband had decided they never wanted kids. When she found out she was pregnant, she immediately thought abortion. But after she and her husband met her baby on ultrasound and heard the heartbeat, their hearts melted and they chose life. Her baby Jeffrey is healthy and beautiful. Daisy and her husband can't even imagine life without him.
Our sin and grief to bear. to God in prayer.
Amen. I wanted to get that in. This is a day of praise and prayer. Everything.
I knew you wouldn't come back quick on that one at all.
Yeah, that is the voice of Brent Austin. And when we found out Alex would not be with us today, he's in Wisconsin at a homeschool speaking, and he's speaking right now. And we thought, well, I want to do some Bible study, but also praise and prayer. Brent, I want you to tell folks, you know, we were talking about it.
Right.
Sometimes it's us in the need of prayer, isn't it?
I need it all the time. I wake up with it and go to bed needing it, you know. So people think that when you work here that, you know, everything's just hunky-dory. These are all real people that work here.
Yeah.
Every one of us is a real
You mean you
person.
Have bills to pay?
I have plenty of them. I have a redheaded wife, so I have.
You better be quiet now. Listen here, okay? But we appreciate Brent. And listen, this is what we do. We pray for one another here. Brent will come in sometimes, and I can look at him, and he wears his feelings kind of open on his face.
You don't
and,
say.
And you can see it, and I say, what we need to pray for. And so we pray for one another, but we're also praying for you today, so we want to do that. So we're going to go back to the phone lines, and we're going to go to Tennessee. Tennessee. Angie, thank you for holding. Thank you for calling today.
Hey.
Yes.
Hey. Thank y'all for taking my call. I just wanted to ask for a prayer for myself. I was diagnosed with cancer, stage 3 cancer, about 2.5 years ago. And I went through all the treatments, and I'm very grateful and thankful to the Lord that all of that is cleared up and everything. But it has left me with being in constant pain from the treatments and affecting my mobility. And I just would like prayer for that.
Well, we will, Angie. Praise the Lord for the cancer and the treatment, but also we want help for the effects, and we're going to do that right now. Father, I thank you that Angie would call and know that she has brothers and sisters in the Lord here on this program that are all over the United States, even all over the world, that they're concerned about her and praising God for the cancer being gone, but now it's left her with difficulty of pain and mobility. Father, I pray you would touch her life, touch her body, and we're asking you to do that in Jesus' name. Amen. Angie, thank you for calling in. You've got people praying for you, and we just appreciate you listening. Let's go to Arkansas and talk to Kathy. Kathy, thank you for calling Exploring the Word.
Hey, Brother Bert. I want to thank AFR. It has changed my life in the last 6 years. It has brought me out of the pigsty into Jesus' arms. And I was saved before, but I was in the pigsty, and I had to come back to the Lord. But now my daughter is dying. She's on hospice.
Mm.
And we got some bad news Tuesday from the nurse. She has no airflow in her right lung at all and very little in her left. And she's in horrible pain with her back. And she's in real bad physical condition. But I don't know how much longer I'll have her. I know she's been with me her whole life. We're best friends. And she's 48 years old and has a 20-year-old son.
Mm.
That when she got pregnant, she promised God that she would raise him for him, and there would never be another man in her life but him, and she stuck to that. And last year, he attempted suicide, and he was on life support for 9 days, on kidney dialysis for 12, and 8 doctors told me that it was a miracle from God that he lived.
Mm-hmm.
And he went to heaven, then he went to hell. And he said, hell is nothing like they tell you. He said it's the most foul-smelling. It's blood everywhere, people eating each other. He said it was the most frightening thing. And he said demons were scratching his back. And he's got scars all over his back now. But he's given his life to the Lord. Praise
Amen.
God.
Amen. Amen. Kathy? We're going to pray for you. Would you mind? I want you to ask you one more. Do you mind giving us the name of your daughter, Kathy? What's her name?
Her Her name is Carrie, and my grandson's name is Matthew.
Carrie and Matthew, thank you. We're going to pray for them. Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we're praying for Carrie right now and Matthew as well. We go back and we thank you for delivering Kathy from the pig pen. And Father, those that do not know exactly what we're talking about, Father, you talked about that young boy that would tell his father, I'm tired of living with you. I want to go live my life. And it ended up away from God, away from his father. But in the pig pen, he opened his eyes. I love the word. He came in his own mind and remembered. So, Father, I thank you for that you did this in Kathy and brought her out. I pray for her daughter right now, Carrie. Father, she's at that point. I pray that you'd speak peace to her. And I pray, Father, that you'd strengthen her. And I thank you for hospice ministries. And especially, I know several chaplains that are there doing that work day in and day and out, helping people on the front lines. They're kind of like the emergency call. They're there and helping. I pray you'd help them. And I pray and I thank you for Matthew. Although he went through what he did, I thank you that you delivered him and he is saved now. We praise you and thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Kathy, thank you so much. And let's go to where we're going to stay in Arkansas. Brenda, thank you for calling today.
Thanks for taking my call. I need to go back a little bit and tell you a little story of my life. I have been in an abusive marriage. I'm not anymore, but I had four kids. Okay, so I was pregnant. I already had two. I was pregnant. And because of my abusive marriage, I thought to myself, there's no way I can have another child from this man. So I was working in a nursing home at the time, and I would purposely pick up heavy people. So I was the child, and I did. And I feel like since then, I have been under judgment. My oldest daughter, I lost her in 2017. And my son, he hates God. He is God's will. We shouldn't even be here. And my middle daughter, she believes in God, but she has no joy or peace, and I'm kind of there with her. So just take a prayer for me and my children that are here. I've got two left.
Okay.
And I just need to break this cycle somehow or what's going on, but... yeah, we just need prayer, my little family. My grandchildren are not going the right direction either.
Okay, we're going to pray, Brenda, right now. Father, in the name of your son, Jesus Christ, we not only pray, but we cry out to you. We hear the hurt, the pain in Brenda's life. Father, I thank you first for the forgiveness that's in Christ. That the guilt that she has, Father, I pray, God, that she has confessed it, agreed with you that it what was wrong, and Father, she desires to walk with you now. So I pray for a peace that passes all understanding, even in the midst of the difficulty, the disappointment. And I pray for those children, God, right now. I pray that you would put a heaviness on them that they cannot explain. I pray that you would burden their minds and their hearts with something, the Holy Spirit just convicting them. And they may not know what it is, but Father, you will let them know and you'll bring them to a realization or you'll bring them to an individual or you'll bring a person to them to tell them where they can find hope, and that hope's in Christ. So, Father, we're praying for this. We're believing it and asking it in Jesus' name. Amen. Wow. Brenda, thank you. And I'm sorry. Sometimes Brent and I, we're in agreement. This is powerful stuff, and
This is
spiritual warfare, and we're waging it against Satan and his demons. That this attack that he has on families, that he would lose. Amen. Thank you, Brenda.
I'm glad you listened to me every once in a while.
Amen, Brent. Thank you. Let's go to Dwight in Texas. Dwight, thank you for calling Exploring the Word.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I enjoy listening to y'all, and I'd like to have a prayer for our country. that we would have a revival, that we would elect good, righteous men to lead our country.
Amen, Dwight. Let me share this with you. Let's direct these prayers. The first thing I'm praying for, revival. I want a revival among men. Men. Those men that know Jesus Christ as Savior and Lord, they would act like it, they would pray like it, and they would lead their families like it. And Father, when that happens, the family, that family would be restored and those women would find their place. And their place is equal. It's not underneath, it's equal. But Father, each has their role. And Father, we're praying and we're agreeing with Dwight that we need godly men, not just in leadership, but we need godly men in everyday life, the carpenter, the salesman, God, whatever position it is. Sometimes we put too much emphasis on those who have power, and we don't realize that the real power is from you, and you can bring them up. And we're praying this in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen, Brent.
Amen.
God's amen. Thank you, Dwight. Let's go to another Brenda, but she's in Louisiana. Okay, Brenda, thank you for calling.
Hey, thank you for taking my call. I love y'all's show. It's been a very much a blessing to me. I'm calling to ask for prayer for my 12-year-old nephew, Ian, who at the age of 6 was diagnosed with a major brain tumor. And praise God, he's, you know, been cured from that. He still goes to St. Jude every six months to be scanned again. But it's left him quite handicapped. And it's beginning to really wear on my sister, because as he's getting bigger, it's harder for her to handle him. And I just would ask for prayers that God would help heal him from some of his handicaps.
Okay, Brenda. Listen, those that don't know what it is to have a loved one that's going through difficulty, it can be a paralysis. That was true in our family, a nephew of mine that was more like a little brother. And, you know, and then this nephew, and I thank God for St. Jude too, what a place it is, and those other children's hospitals that are really making a difference in families' lives. So we're going to pray for Ian right now. Father, for this 12-year-old, I'm praying for Ian that those handicaps that he has, they would stop right now, no further, no more damage. And Father, that they would even be able to be overcompensated. I don't know how that would work, but Father, I know you can work it for good. And I pray for his mother, the difficulty that she's having as he's growing, it is a real issue. So Father, I pray that there would be individuals, family members, friends that would come alongside them and bless them with their help, their presence, whatever is needed. And we pray for this in Jesus' name. Amen. Brenda, thank you. Well, let's go in for the last caller of the day, and it's in Arkansas, and it's Tanya. Tanya, thank you for calling.
Hey, guys. I first of all want to say I praise the Lord for you guys for keeping us just thinking about the Lord. You know what I'm saying? That's really all he wants. He just wants our love and our devotion. But I wanted to praise the Lord that he laid these words on my heart about 3 years ago when all the nonsense started, you know?
Yeah.
And the devil went into overtime. We all witnessed that, right? And he's still into overtime. But he said, in my heart, not audibly, okay, but in my spirit, he said that we were all made for a time such as this. This is all good versus evil, and everybody has to choose a side. There's only two sides, okay? And that our Lord Jesus Christ wins all this mess. And Brenda and Kathy, I'm telling you, I mean, I just live by those words. And Brenda and Kathy that are here in Arkansas, I'll try to email you guys my phone number. And if they want to email you, you can give them my phone number, because I'm here in Arkansas too. And I love to be praying for people. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, let me give you this.
Have a lot of stuff going on.
Tanya, before you hang up, Richard's going to put this on and we'll see what we can do. Your phone number, and we'll see if Kathy and Brenda, if they're still hearing, you can email us at word@afr.net, and we will transfer this. And, hey, Listen, what we do here on Exploring the Word, we do transactions, you know, friends transactions, and more than anything, spiritual transactions. And we love to hear about people that are prayer warriors, that are concerned about others. And Tanya, sound like you read the back of the book and you found out Jesus wins. That's glorious, folks. And listen, Jesus is the real man. He is the real Savior. He is the way, the truth, and the life. If you don't know him, would you call 888 Need Him? Would you ask Jesus to save your soul, deliver you from sin, and give you a hope that is real, not a maybe, not a hope so, but a real so in Jesus Christ? Brent, thank you for encouraging us to do this today, brother.
Well, thanks for making me grin. I'm just sitting over here grinning like crazy. So,
amen. Well, we're going to be back in, and it's Fireway Friday tomorrow, so remember that, would you?
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast may not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.
We'd like to thank Preborn. Preborn has rescued over 200,000 babies from abortion, and every day their network clinics rescue 200 babies. Will you join Preborn in loving and supporting young moms in crisis? Save a life today. Go to preborn.com.